Our first reading is from the Old Testament, Job chapter 38, verses 1 to 11. I'm reading from the NIV. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels, they shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness. When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place. When I said, 'This far you may come, no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Andy. And our second reading is going to be read by Joe Clark on Zoom. Thank you, Joe.
The next reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Jesus stills the storm. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with them. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you to Andy for his dramatic reading of Job 38 and to Joe Clark as well, joining us on Zoom. Wonderful. I wonder, did you spot a little tiny phrase that cropped up in both our readings, Old Testament and New? Both readings, you may have spotted, feature a storm. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you saw the downpour on Friday, did you? Just like someone tipping out a bucket over us. That was quite a strong downpour. But this was something altogether beyond that. In Job 38, the Lord answers Job out of the storm, "Who is this? Brace yourself. I will question you, and you shall answer me." And then in Mark 4, the story that Joe read to us, the disciples, at the end of it all, they ask each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So first of all, God puts Job in his place. And second, the disciples begin to put Jesus in his rightful place where he ought to be. In both cases, the storm is the raw power of nature, the thing that sorts us out and separates divine from human. And in both stories, that little question, who is this? Now, I absolutely love the book of Job, as any of you who read through it in Lent with me this year might have grasped. I love the ancient wisdom. Some scholars even think the book of Job may be the oldest story in our Bibles. I love the way it tackles head-on one of the hardest and toughest questions. Why do innocent people suffer? And why is it that God seems to let it happen? I love the way that Job and his friends debate this back and forth, a little bit like a play in a theatre with different characters coming on, and they're allowed to have their say in the debate. I love the eloquent poetry of it, expressing their viewpoint so creatively, using imagery that we can still relate to easily today, thousands of years later. And most of all, I love the nature poetry here in this chapter. The Creator himself laying the earth's foundations, like he was preparing to build a palace or something. And the morning stars and the angels singing a heavenly anthem together. And God shutting the sea behind doors and walking in the recesses of the deepest ocean, where even today, even with all our technology, only a few brave humans have ever ventured. Did you know there's fewer people have walked on the floor of the sea than have walked on the moon, actually? The deep oceans are a strange place indeed. And yet, Job tells us that God walks in the recesses of the oceans. And the book of Job builds through the book to a climax. And the arguments rage back and forth until the young man Elihu steps onto the stage and speaks on behalf of God. And then finally, he points to the storm coming from the northern skies, and he announces the arrival of God himself in the storm, in the thunder and the lightning. God is coming. And so God answers Job out of the storm. Can Job control the storm? Can he summon nature? Well, of course not. He has to admit he can't. But God can. God is the one who made all this. God is the one who created it and set its limits. And today, actually, we observe even greater storms than this. Storms and weather systems on other planets and even on distant galaxies that dwarf the mightiest hurricanes we've ever seen on Earth. But God is way beyond all of that. His power is greater than we can ever imagine or comprehend. And of course, that reading from Job ends with verse 11. I said, this far you may come and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt. That's almost what Jesus might have said as he was stilling the storm on the Sea of Galilee, isn't it? Mark's gospel story here is at the end of a tiring day, Jesus telling parables to the crowd in Galilee, many stories about the kingdom of God and what it might be like. And at the end of the day, Jesus says to his disciples, let's go over to the far side of the sea. And Jesus is clearly exhausted. It says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. I think that little phrase, just as he was, indicates that he wasn't really 100%. Almost like those ambulance crews might scoop up a patient and rush them to safety. And apparently Jesus falls sound asleep in the boat. The storm gets up, the waves crash over the boat and begin to fill it with water, and they expect all of this to wake him up. But he sleeps on. Now, the Sea of Galilee, many of you will know, is quite a dangerous place. It's surrounded by hills, and the wind whistles down without warning. And even to this day, if you go there, the car parks on the western side of the lake, they have signs up warning drivers of high winds, which make the sea rough, and telling you that big waves can swamp cars parked on what looks like a safe beach. A boat on the Sea of Galilee gets tossed around like a child's toy. And so verse 37 tells us a furious stall came up, almost as if the weather itself was driven by anger, inhabited by fury. Tom Wright comments like this: the forces of evil are roused, angry and threatening. But Jesus is so confident of God's presence and power that he falls asleep on a pillow. The disciples are cross. Well, wouldn't you be? What is wrong with him? Doesn't he know? Doesn't he care, sleeping on like a baby? We're drowning here. He's not doing anything. I wonder if you've ever asked that kind of question of God. I know Job did in all those debates and arguments about suffering. God, why don't you step in and stop it? Help, Lord. So they wake him. They get him up. And he does something utterly astonishing. He addresses the wind and the waves directly. Like the storm is some naughty toddler that's misbehaving. And there is complete calm. And you can imagine the disciples looking at each other, saying, I'm sorry, what just happened here? Am I dreaming? Tell me you saw that too. And instead of them questioning him about what he's just done, Jesus puts them on the spot. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Notice, by the way, the two options open to them: fear or faith. The two choices: terror or trust in God. So how did he do it? Good question. I think one answer is that he saw that this was not just a normal sudden storm, not just a natural weather system. It was furious evil reacting to Jesus. And so he rebukes it, like casting a demon out of the wind and the waves. Jesus is the doctor whose diagnosis is often unexpected. You thought you had that problem. Well, I'm going to cure it like this. So he casts out the demons from the storm, just as he cast out the demons from the people who were possessed. Well, that's one option. Another answer is that Jesus has authority over creation, just as God does in Job 38. The Son of God is the Word of God, who spoke creation into being in the first place. Let there be light and dark. Let there be earth and sea. Let there be wind and waves. And the disciples ask, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Well, we might answer, this is Jesus, the Word of God in creation, the one who called the wind and the waves into being at the beginning. He owns them, so of course they obey him, don't they? Now, tempting as that sounds, I think it actually raises a problem as well. Because if Jesus calmed the storm because of his unique nature as its creator, why then did he expect his disciples to follow his actions, to have faith, and to not be afraid? In other miracles, you remember he asked them to feed the 5,000. You get food for all these people. In other miracles, he asks Peter to step out onto the water, to come to him on the waves of the Sea of Galilee. So I don't think that he did miracles as the special Son of God. I think he did them as an ordinary son of man, like you and me, who prayed to God. And the reason I think that is this: because his teaching method seems to be, I can, so you can as well. Go on, disciples, you do it as well. And that only works if you and I have the same power in prayer, the same access to the Holy Spirit. So as you read the Gospels, you'll notice every time Jesus heals or prays or casts out a demon or calms the storm, he seems to expect his disciples to do the same thing. Go on, you have a go. If he's accessing special status, superpowers, if you like, and privilege to work miracles, then that's unfair, isn't it, to ask them to do it as well. So for that reason, I think he's simply doing what any of them, actually any of us, can do. Pray and ask God to do this. He's not calming the storm because he is God, but because he's a human being who can pray to God. So we can too. The disciples were right to be terrified while the storm raged. I don't know if you've ever been out in a boat in a storm, perhaps at night time, and it is terrifying, not knowing how high the waves are or when they're going to crash down on your boat. And these guys were fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, so they knew these dangers already. Perhaps they'd even lost friends and family to these storms. But now the storm has turned into a flat calm, and suddenly they are even more terrified. Just as, do you remember, Peter was when Jesus called him at the beginning and asked him to throw the nets over the other side of the boat, and it produced a huge, miraculous catch of fish. And Peter's reaction is to fall to his knees and say, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." He was frightened because he saw the power of God. Here, they've seen the power of God, and they are terrified. They've not seen anything like this before. So those three little words in both our readings, who is this? It's a good question. It's a question actually throughout the gospel stories. Who do people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? And it's a good question for us too, here today. Are you just another prophet, Jesus? Or are you just a good man, a good teacher? Or are you who you say you are, the one sent from the Father to redeem the world, to be our Saviour and Lord, to bring salvation and eternal life through your sacrificial death on the cross, to be our Lord and King in the kingdom of God? Praise be to you, Lord Jesus. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord Jesus, we bless you and thank you for these stories, for the way that you pointed to the presence of the Father in creation on the Sea of Galilee. We pray that we in our turn might acknowledge you as our Lord and Saviour, and that we might turn to you in times of need. For Christ's sake, Amen.